The lawsuit charges that blocking same-sex couples from health insurance and family leave benefits violates the state constitution's Equal Protection Clause. Larry Dupuy is the legal director of the Wisconsin ACLU.
We're not seeking marriage. We're not seeking civil unions. We're seeking these basic health care benefits for people who are similarly situated, which is what the essence of equal protection is that people who are similarly situated should be treated in a similar manner.
Jane Dunham works for the Department of Corrections and has been living with her partner, Robin Tim, for 13 years. She says getting the same benefits her married co-workers do is a simple matter of fairness.
We share the same sorts of things that my other co-workers at the Department of Corrections share with their spouses as they do their jobs, except in one very significant area, and that is that I can't cover Robin under my health insurance. And we're just asking the state to do the right thing.
One other employee filing the lawsuit works for the Department of Corrections, three work for the university system, and one for the Department of Transportation. Governor Doyle had included $1 million in his proposed state budget to provide domestic partner benefits for university employees, but Republican legislators have vowed to remove it. Assembly Leader John Gard says health care coverage for same-sex couples is not constitutionally guaranteed, and taxpayers shouldn't be required to pay for it.
I mean, the taxpayers have limits to what they can pay, and any sort of lawsuit would certainly seek to remove the will of the people and put those decisions in the hand of a single judge, and I think that's not a good way to make policy.
Judges in both Montana and Oregon have forced states to provide domestic partner benefits to same-sex couples in response to similar equal protection lawsuits. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.